I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. It is, in fact, Friday morning. No matter what happens in the world, Friday still comes. And this part of the show is brought to you by Burlington. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Make sure that you are here. Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., we're making our 2017 Alice in Winterland announcement, and it's amazing. I don't even know the whole lineup, but I know the headliner, and I'm like, oh, my God, I totally want to see that person.
Give everyone a hint.
I just did. It's someone you totally want to see. Thank you, Human. It is going to be incredible. I agree 100%. You don't want to miss it. So we'll tell you the date, the whole lineup, where the tickets are, when they go on sale, and the tickets always go fast. Like, it sells out really fast almost every year. So be listening.
Oh, this year it's going to be.
Oh, my God. They're going to be gone in 2 seconds.
You don't want to give a first name?
Well, I mean, I do want to. Why don't you give a hint,
Vinny? I'm not going to do it. I don't want no trouble.
I actually gave a hint a few weeks ago, didn't
you
I?
You did?
Didn't I?
What'd you say?
No,
I can't
don't.
Remember.
If you did,
I can't
don't
remember,
say it again.
But I remember being like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. Alice in Winterland 2017. The announcement is this Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Make sure you're here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Here's what's happening. Pole dancing could be on track to becoming an Olympic sport.
Really?
They've let surfing in. I think they've let skateboarding in.
Well, you have to be a real athlete. Some of the things people do on those poles, they are full-on gymnastics.
And now the International Pole Sports Federation.
Oh.
They want in.
All right. Let them in.
You going to watch that?
I got to say, there's plenty of sports I don't care about in the Olympics. And pole dancing, I might be like, all right. I mean, I'm assuming this isn't, you know, we're not talking about people who are going to get up there and strip.
It requires strength, timing, coordination, flexibility, and an extreme amount of dedication for it to be safe and to excel in the sport of pole dancing.
Yuzi
we
knows.
Have a pole dancer right here amongst us.
You took some classes. Brynn.
Oh, you.
And Brynn actually jumped on the pole and hadn't even trained and was doing all kinds of flips and spins on there.
Our first time. So fun.
Listen, of all the sports, you know,
it's pretty
not?
Amazing. I get bored after maybe the third person.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
They spin around up there and do all the tricks. It's really neat.
We did a live secret show from...
after the third person dances, you're
club.
Over it?
Was the supper club. Mm-hmm. And that was... And Yuzi had been taking some pole dancing lessons. We had a pole
but
there.
But we had professionals
we
there.
We had pros. And I agree with you. Like the one girl, I swear to God, her routine went on for like 9 minutes. I was like, maybe
come down for that pole.
Yeah. Looks great, but...
Yeah.
Sure, it'd be very exciting.
The pole dancing in the Olympics.
Hey, why shouldn't they be in?
Well, I hope your friends from the pole dancing class
make it in.
Are they still your friends?
I haven't spoken with them in a while, but I still consider them friends.
You haven't X'd them out, though?
No.
All right.
They didn't like friend hop or do anything wrong?
No. Okay. They didn't do anything wrong.
Maybe you should have a class reunion.
No. Well, I actually thought about it recently, but you remember how bruised up my legs were?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was actually quite brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was doing it for a while, and she'd come in and show us her legs and be like, oh, my God, it looks like you got run over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bruise easy, though, right?
Right.
Because that's...
Yeah.
So even just clamping onto the pole caused a bruise.
Yeah.
Clamping on.
But it was all up and down my legs.
Sex injuries are way up, Sarah.
Is that so? Well, people are doing the sports moves these days. They want to make it. They want to get a little cardio in while they're doing that, Vin.
Sex injuries are up 400% over the past 5 years.
Over the past 5 years, 400%.
And the location that leads to the most
sex... I know exactly where it is.
Where?
It's the back door.
No.
That is the location with the most injuries.
No.
That is where people get hurt.
No.
They get things lost up there.
In fact, it's the number one spot you mention all the time. Every time, almost. It's where you say you go.
Oh, in the shower.
In the shower is the number one place couples
are injured.
We've
got to have a non-slip floor, people. You know, the tub is too slippery for
you
them.
You have a non-slip floor?
Yeah, we have a tile, little mosaic tile floor.
Yeah. Well, that's the place couples get most injured.
Well, I really hope that doesn't happen.
Have you had a fall?
No.
You're all right.
No. If anything, my knees hurt from being on the tile floor.
You're not standing?
Sometimes I'm standing.
Sometimes you're on your knees?
Sure.
Oh. All right.
All kind of things happen in there. We're doing sports mode, Vinny.
You think
we need to get our heart rates up?
I think you throw down a couple of washcloths or something there for a little.
We don't use washcloths.
All right. Next, you don't?
No.
What do you use when you soap up?
Soap.
Just the bar.
Yep.
Just the bar of soap.
This is not news to you. We have talked about this before.
I feel like I don't know
you're
this.
You're a washcloth guy. I'm not. You know why I don't like washcloths? Because then I got a wet washcloth.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's in my laundry smelling things up or hanging in the shower. It's smelly. I'm not into it. I'll take the soap.
All right.
It's fine.
Next time someone pops a bottle of champagne, have your glass ready to go.
Why is that?
The first glass that gets poured from a bottle actually gets you the drunkest.
Oh. Why is that?
It has to do with the... Thank you, Bryn.
I'll take that one.
Yes.
It has to do with the fizziness. Once you pop the cork, the carbon dioxide that dissolves in the champagne starts escaping as gas bubbles, and those bubbles make your stomach absorb alcohol faster. The first glass from a bottle of champagne has the most bubbles.
Oh.
And it's also the coldest.
Oh.
And that matters because the colder the champagne is, the more carbon dioxide it retains. Look, it's science, but if you want to be the most wasted, get the first glass of champagne from the bottle.
I mean, I guess that's some people's motivation, but I'm not looking to be the most wasted. I always like to be about the third most wasted so that I can be like, well, sure, I was drunk, but what about you, Zach? Uh-huh. Come on. Deflect, deflect, deflect.
Right.
That was fine.
We'll see how things go tonight.
It'll be fine. I fully plan to keep it under control.
No shower beer for you, right?
No shower beer. Although we're gonna go for sound check early, and then I think we're gonna go have dinner. I'll definitely have drinks at dinner.
Oh.
I'll have a buzz for sure.
Will the whole band go to dinner as a group?
There is no plan for that, but there's certainly. Well, I think we're just gonna walk to someplace right near the club.
I don't know if I did this one. You know how we were talking about this? Sometimes we proofread so many stories, we don't know if we did them on the air. Did I do the one about the couple that had a dog crashing their wedding ceremony?
No, I don't recall this one.
All right. This is really cute.
All right.
A couple named Marilia Pirioni and Matthias Martins got married in Brazil a few weeks ago. It was supposed to be an outdoor wedding, but it rained.
Oh, bummer.
So they moved it inside. A stray dog that was covered in mud kept crashing the ceremony to get out of the storm. It walked in during the bridal chorus right when she was about to walk down the aisle. Then it came back and some guests shooed it outside again.
And no one wants to touch it. It's a muddy, stinky, wet dog.
Then during the vows, it walked in again and went straight up to the altar with mud all over it and laid down on the end of her veil.
Oh, God.
It was a long veil, so... Part of it was on the ground, and that's where the dog decided to catch a couple Z's. Instead of freaking out, Marilia thought it was great and told everyone, calm down, let the dog get some rest.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
So he stayed there through the ceremony and then ran out once the rain stopped. They could tell it was a great dog, though, so Marilia and Matthias spent a week tracking him down and ended up adopting him.
Oh.
They cleaned him up, named him Snoop. And now he's part of their family.
Sweet.
That's actually an adorable story.
I love that.
That is cute. Well, he's in all their wedding pictures. They might as well adopt him.
Dog pal.
Snoop Doggy.
Do you love avocados but hate what it does to your thigh gap?
What does it do to me? I don't have one of those, so I'm not worried about it.
Right. If I had one, I might be worried.
Right. I'm not 19 anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thigh gap.
Listen to the peanut gallery go off.
Well, you asked
Jesus.
Us.
A company in Spain just invented diet avocados.
Oh, really?
They managed to breed them, so they're basically like regular avocados, but with only 30% of the fat.
So they suck.
They also have a milder flavor, and they're supposed to last longer without turning that nasty color.
Hey.
You want a diet avocado?
No. Oh. You know what I do want, though, is diet ice cream. There's a
Well,
I found a new product.
Yeah,
what is it? How's it taste?
It's good considering it has like a third of the calories. It's called Halo Top. Ding, ding, ding.
Everyone knows Halo
Top. I didn't know about it. It says right on the front, you can eat this whole pint and it's 240 calories.
Yeah.
You open up the top and it says guilt-free zone below. And you pull that off and start eating it. Yeah, shame, nice strawberry shame. Ice cream. Tastes a little getting used to. It's a little weird.
It's
pretty good.
No,
it's good.
You love it.
It's not good enough that you actually eat the whole pint,
no
but you could. No, it's no Strauss. But Strauss is like, you know, 100 calories a bite and worth every calorie, but.
I'd rather eat ice cream once a week and get the good stuff than do
like
it
every day.
Weekly and have it. Ugh.
Need a little ice cream every day.
Oh.
Makes you happier.
Every day.
Need a little fat in your diet.
How about a fast fact?
I'll take a fast fact, Vincent.
The Beatles mention a walrus in three of their songs. Glass Onion, Come Together, and
I am the walrus.
Right.
What is their fascination with wall rye?
There is no, I can't answer that. Mm. I just thought, there's one for you. The most abused Social Security number ever is 07805-1120.
Why is that?
It's been used in fraud by at least 40,000 different people.
Why?
It belonged to a woman named Hilda Witcher, who was a secretary at a wallet company. In 1938, Social Security cards were new, and Hilda's boss wanted people to see how they looked in a wallet. So every one of their wallets came with a sample Social Security card inside, which was Hilda's.
That is interesting.
Oh,
how bunk is that? That your boss goes, "Give me your Social Security card," and you go,
"Here it is."
Well,
boss.
Back then you didn't think much of it. Okay. Right?
40,000 different
times.
People
Dang.
Jacked her number.
Boy, people were onto that early, huh?
Right, thieves.
Identity theft. Mm. So it just sucks so bad. They got to come up with a new system. I mean, in this day and age, come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got a lot of smart people out there.
Too smart for their own good.
Hey, Zuck, how about you get off the Facebook thing?
Yeah,
I mean, it's perfected,
whole,
dude.
Right.
It's fine. You
it's
don't
great.
Need to change
don't touch
a thing.
It.
It's all good.
Now solve Social Security numbers.
You're just, what do you call that? Moving seats in the Titanic at this point. I mean, how long are we going to be on Facebook? Not forever. Move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Fix Social Security for us.
Please.
Or the numbers. Or the identifier.
Whatever.
However.
Just, right. Just get rid of Social Security and come up with something else. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The only song that beats Mariah's is Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, funny.
Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande is new.
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
It hasn't made it into my regular rotation for the holidays yet.
I love the Bruce Springsteen Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, that's... That's one of those, once in a while, one comes along and it gets added to the rotation, you know? Lots of people try. Everyone's always coming up with some new Christmas song, and you're like, fail. Sorry, 98 Degrees. Your season of love sucks. Not cry, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. We did this last year at Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas 1. I think we're doing it for Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas again this year at the Throckmorton. He's checking it twice. He's going
this guy's
find
so funny.
Out who's not here. But what's funny
he's
about
just
him?
Been the blue-collar rock star for his whole life. He's yep. been a multimillionaire since he was... What was he, 20 when he broke?
I guess.
But he still sells that. I'm just a hardworking guy. I'm for you, Jersey.
So this is the Ariana Grande one?
Correct,
yes. Let me hear it.
Let's hear this. All right, that's cute.
Yeah.
Kids will probably love it.
I think just thinking little jingle bells in there does not a Christmas song make, though. I mean, it doesn't sound Christmassy. It just sounds like an Ariana Grande song with jingle bells in the background.
Well, she's talking to Santa, though.
Yeah, I mean,
she keeps saying
Santa in there.
408 says, I bet that text was about Vinny taking a photo of the water breaking on the floor. LOL. That's what it was. Remember the text that came? The hateful
some
text.
Some things don't need
like,
to be seen.
You don't need to tell us everything, Vinny. Gross.
Well, he clearly knows that.
What was my baby's sploosh?
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of make a record of that day.
On her 10th birthday, you could make it the Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. Mm. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.